Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Times leads today with the story about the impact of grade inflation. The Vice Provost of Trinity College, Orla Shields, is quoted describing the process of random selection, which had to be used again this year to assign places on some oversubscribed courses, as a cruel arbiter. Carl O'Brien also quotes University of Galway President Ciarán O'Hogarty warning of the potential for litigation arising out of the process. Tusla told foster parent applicants to lose weight. That's the lead headline in the Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that it has emerged that in the middle of a national shortage of care places, the state agency's foster committee was using inadequate or outdated information on body mass index and weight. She also spoke to one woman who was told during an online meeting with a Tusla staff member who she'd never met that she couldn't run after a toddler and that her application to become a foster parent had been turned down. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around advice given to Michael McGrath by department officials 5 days before he left his job as Minister for Finance in June, advising him that failure to link the pension age with growing life expectancy would place an enormous financial burden on the next generation. Following yesterday's court case in Australia, in which a 29-year-old man was sentenced to 17 years for sexually blackmailing almost 300 women and girls online, for its lead story, the Irish Examiner runs with the warning from the ISPCC about the dangers of sexploitation. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with stories about Liam Rowe, who died from cancer earlier this week. The 44-year-old was named in the High Court by the Criminal Assets Bureau as someone who had been involved in organised crime for most of his adult life. The expected resignation of SDLP leader Colm Eastwood later today generates the lead story in the Irish News. Excuse me. Frank and Walter's killed my fish. That's the headline on the front of today's Irish Sun, which runs alongside a picture of Noel Gallagher. Ken Sweeney explains that in his pre-Oasis days, when Noel Gallagher was working as a roadie with Cork band the Frank and Walters, one night after a gig in Manchester, when he invited the band back to his flat, a member of their entourage poured vodka into his fish tank, which subsequently resulted in the death of his two goldfish. As for this morning, the Times and Independent both run with the same front page picture of Team Ireland at yesterday's opening Paralympic ceremony. Also in the front of the Times, Jack Powers power reports from Brussels on concerns within the Department of Foreign Affairs about how Ireland may lose influence as one third of all Irish officials working in EU institutions are due to retire by 2026. The Examiner gives front-page coverage to a Leaving Cert student from Ukraine who only came to Ireland 2 years ago and who achieved maximum points in her Leaving Cert. Sean Murray reports that Tasia Kerenska, a student from Castlecomer Community College in Kilkenny, now plans to study biomedical engineering at DCU. And finally, Chris Martin's pop-up gig on Grafton Street last night generates lots of coverage this morning, although according to most reports, the performance seems to have been marred by sound problems. The Mail, meanwhile, has another picture of the Coldplay frontman sitting on Dunleary Pier chatting to a banjo-playing busker. Coldplay's Instagram account posted a video of their lead singer with the busker, who is identified only as Jerry. Later in the day, however, Fair City and Mrs. Brown's Boys actor Rory Cowan put up a post identifying Jerry as his younger brother, who he proudly described as a great banjo and mandolin player.
Fiona Kelly.